diem. Yamuna tira banachari. Jai Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari. Jai Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Gopi Jana Vallabha Giri Varadhari. Jai Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Gopi Jana Vallabha Giri Varadhari. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare.
ज्ञानतिमिरान्धस्य ज्ञानाञ्जनशलाकय चक्षुरुन्मिलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुर्वे नमः. नमः ॐ विष्णुपादाय कृष्णपृष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदान्तस्वामिनिति नामिने. नमस्ते सारस्वतीदेवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेषशून्यवादी पाश्चात्यदेशतारिणे. जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्त वृंद. हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे. हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे. हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे कृष्णा. आज भारत में और कई देशों में, सॉरी इंग्लिश राइट इंग्लिश, वी आर डूइंग सो मेनी हिंदी प्रोग्राम, वी फॉरगॉट दिस इज ए इंग्लिश क्लास. मेनी प्लेसेस वी आर सेलिब्रेटिंग, पीपल आर सेलिब्रेटिंग I'm not sure, we don't celebrate much, but it's a nice idea of celebrating Mother's Day. So we will discuss some of the qualities of the mother as we learn from our Vedic scriptures, and how much Mother's Day is relevant to us. Such topics we'll be discussing. If all of you would like to hear on this topic, please chant Hari Bol. Mother's Day. And before starting, we offer pranams to all the mothers who are present in the assembly. First quality of mother, forgiveness. Krishna was sitting on the chariot of Arjun, and Arjun was on the chariot going very fast, very, very fast, in great anger, because he could not see the pain of Draupadi, because Draupadi had lost 5 children due to the heinous act of Ashwatthama. Ashwatthama had killed 5 children of Draupadi, and that too not when they were in the battlefield, but they were sleeping. And he was very proud of his act, and he went to tell Duryodhan, this is what I did for your pleasure. But Draupadi could not handle the pain. And that was the time when Lord Krishna, then Arjun promised Draupadi that I will get Ashwatthama's head. I will cut his head and bring for you, and you stand on the head of Ashwatthama and purify yourself, take bath after doing all the funeral rites of 5 children. And Arjun went, and there was a very ghastly fight where Brahmastras were shot and different things were there, and actually Arjun caught hold of Ashwatthama. And when Arjun caught hold of Ashwatthama, Arjun wanted to immediately kill, because Arjun had promised Draupadi his wife. And even Lord Krishna on the chariot as a charioteer was telling, kill him, because you have promised your wife, and plus such an aggressor who has done such an heinous act must be immediately killed. But Arjun did not kill. And Lord Krishna was testing Arjun that if anybody tells him to kill, will he kill, or does he have his own discrimination power? He doesn't kill, but rather he brings back to Draupadi. He might have the fear that Draupadi, he had promised to Draupadi that I will kill and bring, but he did not kill, and he had no fear. He was quite confident on what he was doing. And he brought Ashwatthama in front of Draupadi. And when Draupadi's opinion was asked, so there are 5 husbands and Draupadi, and Draupadi is there, and 5 husbands, Yudhishthir, Bhim, Arjun, Nakul, Sahadev. Even Bhim was quite insistent that we must kill. So Bhim wanted to kill, and Lord Krishna personally, Bhagavan bol rahe hain, kill. But Arjun and Draupadi refrained from killing. And Draupadi analyzed very beautifully why we should not kill. Now think about it, that somebody who had lost, who has lost 5 sons, and the criminal is right in front of the mother, and not that the death of 5 sons, the long period has passed, long time has passed, 50 years have passed, mother has forgotten the pain, it's not like that. But in spite of that, Draupadi is, as a devotee, as a soft-hearted lady, as a mother, is thinking from her consciousness that what a mother goes through when a mother loses the child. Because she has experienced the pain. And she analyzes beautifully that my 5 children have died, and acharyas reflect on her analysis. And the first thing she says, he is a Brahman, he is of a higher caste, we should release him. She says, all the knowledge of fighting, all the martial arts which you have learned is by the mercy of Dronacharya, and he is the Dhana Dronacharya, so we should release him. But most important point which she says, the way I am experiencing the pain a mother goes through for losing the child, how much pain his mother will go through because his mother, Kripi, has lost the husband, Dronacharya. And the representative of the husband, the protector, the guardian, the caretaker is the son in the absence of the husband. And as long as the son is present, she is not considered a widow because there is somebody to protect her. So considering the pain she will go through for the only child being lost, I do not want to kill Ashwatthama because I, with the heart of a mother, can understand what another mother goes through when she loses the child, and therefore we better forgive and leave Ashwatthama to take care of his mother. Now this is one example that how a mother can only understand the heart of the mother. One devotee was telling me a nice statement. He said, when a child is born, people say a mother gives to the birth to the child. When a child is born, people say mother gives birth to the child. That is one point. But another point is, when the child is born, with the child's birth, a mother is born. Because the mother became mother because of the child. And that mother can understand the pain of another mother, what she will go through. Like one place it was written a beautiful statement. It says, Ek din mere dost se pucha, wo kaun si jagah hai? Ek din mere dost ne mujhse pucha, wo kaun si jagah hai, jahan har galti, har guna, har jurm maaf ho jate hain. Maine haste hue bade hausle se kaha, that is a mom's heart. That is a mother's heart. Considering the quality of Draupadi, who has lost 5 sons and ready to forgive another mother and tolerate the pain she is going through, let us start some discussion on the points, understanding what are the different contributions of mother with some examples from our life, layman, day-to-day life, some Shastric examples. In West, they celebrate Mother's Day. Last evening, I told one devotee, I'm going to speak on Mother's Day. And he was making a point very nice. He said, Mother's Day is celebrated in the West or in some countries because they are, because a mother never meets children. And in the whole year, Mother's Day is the only day when children come and maybe give a party to the mother, give a treat to the mother, take her out for some, have some food in some restaurant somewhere, some outing. That is the only day they offer gratitude. And he was telling that actually when the child is born, parents look forward when the child will become 14 and child will leave us and we will leave the child and we stay separate and child stay separate. And therefore the only day they meet is, so mother is looking for the child to be away after 14 years and child is also waiting. And Srila Prabhupada writes a beautiful purport on this point. In Canto 12.2.5, Prabhupada says, this is on the symptoms of Kali Yuga. Marriage will be arranged simply by verbal agreement. In this age, institution of marriage will degenerate. Indeed, already a marriage certificate is sometimes rejected as a mere piece of paper. Forgetting the spiritual purpose of marriage and misunderstanding sex to be the goal of family life, men and women directly engage in sexual affairs without the troublesome formalities and responsibilities of a legal relationship. Such foolish people argue that sex is natural, but if sex is natural, pregnancy and childbirth are equally natural.
And for the child, and Srila Prabhupada writes a beautiful, the disciples mentioned beautiful statement. And for the child, it is certainly natural to be raised by a loving father and mother, and in fact, to have the same father and mother throughout his life. Psychological studies confirm that a child needs to be cared for by both his father and his mother. And that explains the importance of mother in one's life, father in one's life. Shastras explain there are 7 types of mother. Wife of a Brahmana, wife of a spiritual master, wife of king, the cow, mother cow, the nurse, the mother earth, and biological mother. And of all the 7, biological mother is most superior. We see in our culture, Indian culture, so many ways you address mother. What are the different ways we address mother? Mummy, ma, I, mata, mataji, which are rare nowadays, right? Mate, amma, ammi, which is also, I don't know, mom, then the modern, matrushri, then the modern version is mum, what else? And I heard some cultures, they have Thai. Is it like that? Huh? Aka. Anyone else? Any other names for the mother? Maya. Maya Mori. Main nahi makhan khayo. Any other names? So you see, so many ways mother is addressed, and it, one devotee is explaining, the divinity of mother is in her mamata, her affection. We saw mother's forgiveness. Now the second point we are dealing with, how mother is desperate for being with her own child. The beautiful pastimes. There's one pastime which says about Mother Yashoda. This is described by His Holiness Bhakti Purushottam Maharaj, that how Mother Yashoda one day saw there are 2 Krishnas. And she became, actually it was night time and Krishna was sleeping in his bedroom very nicely. And Krishna is having a very good sleep, and Mother Yashoda just now put Krishna to sleep, and she came out and suddenly she heard somewhere there's a lot of dancing going on, lot of music going on, and then she goes there and she sees Srimati Radharani and all the gopis are making Krishna sand dance in the middle, and they are all singing and clapping. They are all doing nice bhajan kirtan with Krishna. And Mother Yashoda got really upset. I just now put Krishna to sleep and these ladies are so cruel. My dear Krishna, whole day he works so hard and now they bring this Krishna and make her dance at night also. And she gets really angry and she's just chastising Radharani and all the gopis, Srimati Radharani. What are you doing? Let my Krishna sleep. Krishna is sleeping. Why you bring him at night also? Whole day the poor fellow works so hard. He goes with the cows, whole day spends in the forest, comes back, plays with the boys, tired. Now he's sleeping. Why you wake him up? And Radharani says, no, this is not your Krishna. Your Krishna would be sleeping. This is my Krishna. And Yashoda says, your Krishna? There are 2 Krishnas. Radharani says, I do not know the 2 Krishnas, but this is not your Krishna. And Yashoda goes and touches and feels. Are ye dikta to apne jaisa hi hai. Roop vaisa hi hai, dikta vaisa. How you can say this is not Krishna? Srimati Radharani says, go and check out. This is not your Krishna. She goes and she says, Krishna is sleeping. And how come this is the Krishna? And then she again comes out, Krishna is dancing. Again goes, Krishna is sleeping. Again, Krishna is dancing. How is it? 2 Krishnas. Then Yashoda Mai gets an idea. Previously she was angry, why you woke up my Krishna? And now she gets an idea. Radharani, how nice it would be if both the Krishnas dance together. No, she gets a temptation to see her Krishna and Radha's Krishna dance together in the forest. And Srimati Radharani says, very good idea. But then worry, what if both Krishna gets mixed up? How do we know who is which Krishna? I mean, this is my Krishna, this is, because Yashoda Mai thinks my Krishna is superior and Srimati Radharani thinks my Krishna is superior. They should not mix. Dono apana apana piece leke hi jana chahiye. Bhagwan maaf karna. But that's the way of, dono apana apana bachcha leke jana chahiye. So confusion now. So then they decide. Radharani will mark Krishna with a spot. And then both will dance and Yashoda Mai will know this is who's Krishna and this is who's Krishna. And they dance and all the ladies sit and Yashoda Mai is sitting and both, they're all enjoying, both the Krishnas are dancing and so much love, so much affection, so much ecstasy, some are in tears, some are happy, some are dancing, some are jumping, some are clapping, so much fun is happening. Now what to do? Dancing. And dancing, everybody is watching and suddenly Yashoda's Krishna and Radha's Krishna merge into one Krishna. Jiska dar tha wahi hua. Mixing to chodo, they merged. And Yashoda Mai is, this is my Krishna. Radharani, no, this is, because na Yashoda Mai is, pehle thik tha, do the, ek ko main, ek, abhi dono mein se ek hai, kaun leke jayega? Confusion. So Yashoda Mai, Radharani, so much conflict. Radharani said, look, I told you, I'll mark a spot. This is my Krishna. You see this spot on the face? Yashoda Mai said, I see this. But no, this is my Krishna. Now how a mother can suddenly manage the loss of not just ordinary son, extraordinary supreme personality of Godhead comes as a child and the kind of vatsalyas he, how can Mother Yashoda lose that? And then Srimati Radharani does not let Krishna go away. And Mother Yashoda falls in the feet of Radharani and starts pleading and starts crying. I have only one son Krishna, and if that goes away, what is the use of my life? I will die, I will not be able to survive. And she cries, and because suddenly she lost the most valuable treasure of the whole planet, of the whole cosmos, which was present as her son, and she lost. Think about the pain which Mother Yashoda goes through, and she cries, and how much she cries that she lost Krishna, and she is falling at the feet of Sri Radha, and that time Sri Radha looks at Krishna and says, why you are doing this and make your mother fall at my feet? This is very embarrassing. And Krishna indicates, tell the mother, go and see in the bedroom. And Srimati Radharani says, maybe your Krishna is sleeping in the bedroom, in your house. Can you go and check out there? And Mother Yashoda, as soon as she got a thought, she went running, she left everything, and she saw Krishna was sleeping very peacefully. We see this story, how a mother, Mother Yashoda, shows her desperation for the child, for Krishna, and suddenly when Krishna is missing from the eyes, what mother goes through. And then how much distress, how much pain a mother goes through when the child is living with the, or when the child is with the mother just to protect the child. Right from the womb, how a mother protects. There's another story which comes in Canto 1, text chapter 7, Uttara, chapter 8 it comes. Uttara starts, when Uttara is carrying Parikshit in the womb, and Ashwathama shoots a Brahmastra at the Uttara's womb, and the only child remaining of the Kuru dynasty. And that time Uttara goes and cries to Krishna. Now we always hear Srimad Bhagavatam is something which Shukadev Goswami spoke to Maharaj Parikshit. But how Maharaj Parikshit came to this world, behind that is the prayer of Mother Uttara. We also hear Parikshit Maharaj is that child who saw Krishna in the womb. He was one who was protected by Lord Vishnu. His name Parikshit because he saw. He was always searching for Krishna. Parikshit, he was with his eyes, he was looking for Krishna all the time. His name is Parikshit, whose eyes are always searching. Where is Krishna? But behind all that is the prayer of Mother Uttara, where she went with such intense prayer, she cried. When she saw there is no other shelter in this world who can protect any living entity, the ultimate shelter. And she cried, Pahi Pahi Mahayogin, Deva Deva Jagatpate, Nanyam Tvad Abhayam Pashya Yatra Mrityu Parasparam. Pahi Pahi Mahayogin, please protect, please protect. O best of the mystics, O best of the holders of all mystic powers. Because you are wondering how somebody is going to protect the child in the womb from Brahmastra. But Krishna, everything is possible for you. You are Mahayogin. Deva Deva, you are the Deva, all Devas. Jagatpate, you are the Lord of the universe. You can do anything. Nothing is impossible. Nanyam tvad abhayam pashya. Na anyam tvad abhayam pashya. Other than you, I do not see any other source of granting me fearlessness. Yatra mrityu parasparam. Because this world is a world of duality, is a world of fear, where every step there is fear. And this mother is genuinely crying out for the help of Lord Krishna. And because of this mother's genuine, heartfelt, selfless. And then she says, selfless, she says, even if I die, no problem. Even if I die, no problem, this child should survive. Now, how many times we say, mother puts herself in danger for the child to survive? And imagine, when we go through so much success, we do not know who is praying, how much prayer mother has offered, how much prayer our father has offered, how much prayer our parents, our elders, our friends had offered to us. Like we always hear, who? Bhagavatam, Shukadev Goswami to Parikshit. But behind the birth of Parikshit, there was a mother who cried genuinely to Lord Krishna and invited Lord Krishna in the womb to help child Parikshit. Therefore, one nice statement, one nice quote, it says, Ye jo sakt raaste par bhi, Ye jo sakt raaste par bhi safar aasan lagta hai, Ye jo sakt raaste par bhi safar aasan lagta hai, Ye mujhko meri maa ki duaon ka asar lagta hai. Right? Is it not? Has anybody thought like that? Ye mujhko meri maa ki duaon ka asar lagta hai. Wish you a happy Mother's Day. Third point. Mother is somebody who always sees you as a child. Always sees you as a child. Aadmi bada bhi ho jaye, sees you as a child. Is it not? I went to meet my grandmother, grandfather. And this is after joining Brahmachari Ashram. After passing my college degree. And then I was going back home, I was coming back. I am coming back to Mumbai. And from there, when I leave from their house, they say, Hey, sadak kaise paar karega? They hold my hand and help me to cross the road. Parental affection is like this. Wo bachcha hamesha bachcha hi dikhta hai. Nahin? Sidha, sadha, bhola, bhala, main hi sabse achha hoon. Sidha, sadha, bhola, bhala, main hi sabse achha hoon. Chahe kitna bhi bada ho jaun, main aaj bhi apni maa ka bachcha hoon. Right? And we'll give you a shastric parallel to that. Otherwise you will feel what we have come to Krishna Bhakti or some poetry class. And then fourth point of mother is, she understands the heart very quickly. Mother has such, you are somewhere and then you are hundreds and thousands of miles away, and a mother can just understand what's going on in your life. I remember this one devotee in the ashram he stays, and he was sick in the hospital. Very heavy dengue fever, and he had not eaten for a couple of days and going through a tough time. And his mother had my number. And then she calls me.
Bata, mere bacche ko kya hua? I said, how do you know? Mere bacche ko kya hua?
I said, kuch nahi hua.
No, tum kuch chupa raha hai.
I said, I mean, come on, it's okay. Everything is okay. Fine, relax. No, something has happened. You can't hide from the mother. Such strong connection, that Paramatma connection is so strong. And especially if you are close and you do not tell your mother, mother understands everything without telling. How many of you have this experience? Please tell me. I don't know if nowadays you have this experience. How many of you have this experience? That's what we have.
हालातों के आगे जब साथ ना जुबान होती है हालातों के आगे यू नो समटाइम्स सर्कमस्टेंसेस आर सो टफ यू जस्ट कैन नॉट एक्सप्रेस इट हालातों के आगे जब साथ ना जुबान होती है जो पहचान लेती है खामोशी में हर दर्द वो सिर्फ एक मां ही होती है
She understands everything and she sees always as a child. These two, third or fourth point. And you see Lord Chaitanya's Leela. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as Sri Krishna, beautiful pastimes. One day Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu with his wife is sitting in the house. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Vishnu Priya.
And suddenly mother comes and says, I saw a dream. Mahaprabhu, what was the dream?
I saw a dream that in our house there are two beautiful deities of Krishna and Balaram. And you and your friend Nityananda have become small child. And I see this dream all the time. Both of you become child. And Nityananda Prabhu has Krishna in the hand. And Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has, that is sorry, you have. She doesn't say Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. She says you have Balaram in the hand and Nitai has Krishna in the hand. Now Krishna has come as Gauranga Mahaprabhu, Nityananda Prabhu has come as Balaram, but now deities are exchanged and they are holding the deities. And mother says, and then four of you are fighting. I offered a bhoga to Krishna and Balaram and you are telling Krishna Balaram, your time is gone. You are in Dwapar Yug, your time is gone. Now you have come as Brahmanas, your bhoga is for the Brahmanas, Gaur and Nitai. And you are snatching all the bhoga and eating up all the bhoga, they are eating, you are eating. And such a fight, what is the meaning of this fight? And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, oh mother, I'll tell you, this shows the Lord is actually staying in the deities. And good you told me the dream, because before this I was thinking, your bahu eats away all the bhoga. Because whenever I would go to the altar, bhoga is missing, half the bhoga is eaten. And I used to think your bahu eats away secretly all the sweets.
Bahu means Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's wife, Nimai Pandit's wife, Vishnu Priya. And bahu is behind the curtains, behind the walls, hearing and having great fun.
And he says, wait, I will call Nityananda Prabhu and then he cook a big feast. And then what happens? Sri Chachi Mata cooks a nice feast and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu calls Nityananda Prabhu and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is sitting, Nityananda Prabhu is sitting, beautiful sight, as if Ram and Lakshman are sitting, Gadadhar Pandit is sitting. Sometimes they look Krishna Balaram, sometimes Ram Lakshman. And then Mother Chachi says, both of you sit, I will go and go get nice prasad for you. And she goes inside, nice, wonderful feast, she is holding in the hand. And when she comes out, both Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Nityananda Prabhu have turned into 5 years small child. And one of them has four hands with club, conch, disc, lotus. They are holding all these four things. They have Kostubha Jam, they have Srivatsa. And then she sees her daughter-in-law Vishnu Priya is present on the chest of one of the boys as the Lakshmi. And then she sees there's a beautiful garland and she sees there are fish-shaped, shark-shaped earrings. And then she sees this another boy And both are naked, no clothes on their body. And another boy is holding a, what do you say, hull, plow. Yeah, plow. And then both these, and then she was expecting her grown up, and suddenly she sees these two small 5 year old boy, and both the plates fall from her hand, and all the tears start coming, and she becomes completely wet by the tears, and she falls, become unconscious. And like this, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu every now and then starts manifesting different forms. Sometimes Lord Chaitanya in somebody's house manifests himself as Matsya. Sometimes Lord Chaitanya manifests as Kurma. Sometimes Lord Chaitanya manifests as Varaha. Sometimes Narasimha Dev. And in one Leela, Lord Chaitanya himself manifested as Mahalakshmi, Mahamaya, Durga, Sri Radha, Sri Sita, to show the whole world that Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the source of all goddesses, all gods, all incarnations, all devatas, all devis. And he proved verse on Bhagavad Gita 9.17 saying, Pitaham asya jagato mata dhata pitamaha. And when he was manifesting all these rupas, now this Lord Chaitanya, Nimai Pandit, is very soon going to take sannyas, and nobody knows about this, but as I said, mother comes to know everything. Shachi Mata gets an intuition, and he comes and he holds the hand of Nimai Pandit and he says, my heart is fearful, I think you are going to take sannyas and you are going to leave all of us. And she is one of the first persons who get the intuition of the heart of Lord Chaitanya. As a mother, she knows everything, and she knows everything about... A mother knows everything about everyone before that person knows. Happy Mother's Day. And then, fifth point. Fifth point about the mother. Mother always keeps worrying for the child. Always in anxiety. One time, in one house, one Sas and Bahu both were sitting, mother-in-law, daughter-in-law, and the husband did not come. He got late. And the Bahu said to the mother-in-law, he said, Mataji, wo abhi tak nahi aaye. किसी और के चक्कर में तो नहीं फंस गए. That was wife's anxiety. And what was mother's anxiety? तुम भी क्या क्या सोचती रहती है, अरे कहीं एक्सीडेंट हो गया होगा शायद. That was mother's anxiety. But the point is, so much worry. माना थक के उसकी आंखें बंद होती हैं. माना थक के कभी कभी मां की आंखें बंद होती हैं. माना थक के उसकी आंखें कभी कभी बंद होती हैं. मां सोती भी है तो फिक्रमंद होती है. That's mother. And if you do not know what is फिक्रमंद, फिक्रमंद means anxiety, tension, worry. And if any mother worries and you get disturbed, any of you sitting here get disturbed, then mother gets worried. Do not worry, because even the original mother Devaki got worried. If you worry that your mother worry, please do not worry, because Devaki also worried when Krishna was born in the prison cell of Kamsa. And you know, when Krishna appeared in Mathura, in the prison cell, he actually manifested his four-handed form with all the opulences. He was dressed. Devaki and Vasudev could see this is Vishnu. They could clearly see that. In fact, they offered a series of prayers. You are the origin of cosmos. You are Brahman. You are the origin of all powers. This, that. There is no fear when you are there. And then you know what Devaki said. After offering all the, see, this is the nature of mother. After offering all the prayers, knowing this is Vishnu, knowing he is all powerful, knowing he is the source of all incarnations, knowing Kamsa is nothing in front of Vishnu, and knowing that devatas have made a prediction that the eighth child will kill Kamsa, but Devaki says, O Madhusudan,
because of your appearance, I am becoming more and more anxious in the fear of Kamsa. Please arrange in such a way that the sinful Kamsa does not understand that you have taken birth from my womb. And Srila Prabhupada gives a purport. He says, Devaki addressed Supreme Personality of Godhead as Madhusudan. She was aware that Lord has killed many, many demons like Madhu, who were hundreds and thousands of times more powerful than Kamsa. Yet, Ma to Hamesha Fikr Mand Hoti Hai. Yet, because of affection for the transcendental child, she believed that Kamsa could kill him. Instead of thinking of the unlimited power of the Lord. So if any of the grown-up people think we have sufficiently grown up to be beyond the anxieties of the mother, look at this. Instead of thinking of the unlimited power of the Lord, she thought of the Lord with affection and therefore she requested the child to disappear. And then the next quality, sixth quality. Would you like to hear the sixth quality? Sixth quality is mother loves to feed. Hopefully, I don't know. That's expected. You see, you go somewhere and come back after many days. Are tu kitna patla ho gaya hai? And you are wondering what happened. I have the same weight. But then mother's eyes sees you as patla or patli, I don't know why. And they want to feed you. Like if the husband or man goes out, works hard whole day and comes at night, father says, kitna kamaya? Wife says, kitna bachaya? The son says, tu mere liye kya laya? But the mother only says, beta tune kuch khaya kya? That is the mother. She always wants to feed you. इसलिए somewhere it was written, माँ जो भी बनाए खा लिया करो, माँ जो भी बनाए उसे बिना नखरे के खाना खा लिया करो, क्योंकि दुनिया में ऐसे भी लोग हैं जिनको या तो माँ नसीब नहीं है या खाना नसीब नहीं है. सबसे पहले तालियां माताओं की साइड से बची इसमें. क्यों? माँ जो भी बनाए बिना नखरे के खा लिया करो. And one of our temple resident devotees, his mother got a surgery, heart surgery, open heart surgery, went to the operation theater, came out, and the first she opened the eyes, she could have told pain ho raha hai, pani chahiye, ye vagara. She opened the eyes, she came out and she came to consciousness, the first thing she says, beta tune kuch khana khaya? That's the nature of mother. And then she helps to, and she's the first one who helps you to walk. One nice beautiful quote, it says, jabhi hum chote the aur bar bar girte the to sab prarthna karte the, jaldi sab chalane ki koshish karte the. जब हम बार बार गिरते थे तो लोग चलाने की कोशिश करते थे, आज हम बड़े होके अपने पांव पे चलना चालू कर दिया है तो दुनिया हमें गिराने में लगी हुई है. And many of us experience, you become successful then somebody is there to pull you down. Now an interesting thing is the mother is the first one who actually, so many small games we have done with mothers, when nobody at home with mother, you learn how to walk, you learn everything. Like in Lord Ram's pastimes, Lord Ram, Bharat, Shatrughna, Lakshman, I was reading one beautiful pastime. They just learn to walk and they're all the time in the care of their mothers. And this beautiful pastime that walk, and mother are also enjoying how they are walking. They have growing slowly and they walk into a muddy pool of water, all mud there. And Ram gets an idea. Now, Ram is supposed to be the most sober, self-controlled. We never hear childhood pranks like Krishna did. Therefore, many people like to worship Ram. Krishna kabhi shararat karein pata nahi. People feel like Ram is like straight. He stands straight, he talks straight, he walks straight. But here Lord Ram also did one small mischief. Suddenly he decided, let's pick up mud balls and throw. So they were all throwing mud balls on each other. Ram is throwing, Lakshman, Bharat, all the boys throwing on each other. And they were, and you know, children really like to play in the mud. Somehow that's their mud, water. You go to some river, all the children get excited. You go to some beach, all the children get excited. So they were playing with the mud, throwing. And Mother Kaushalya came and Kaikai came. And they got excited, they felt so happy, they took the mud and started throwing on Kaushalya and Kekai also. And all Kaushalya's and Kekai's cloth became muddy. And then Ram went little ahead and there was one lady who should be the last person to be played with. And that was Manthara. And Manthara was going and Ram just, you know, sometimes kabhi kabhi hum khelte khelte had paar kar dete hain. Ram took the mud and thought, wow, this is a good nishana. On her back, pura nishana leke with the arrow, put this thing and threw. I don't know how, threw like this or like this, but something he did. And the whole mud ball went back. And Manthara was anyway very upset. She didn't like them playing. And she anyway never liked Ram. And she had something to do. She is not comfortable. And now when he threw, everyone started laughing. And especially जब किसी का मजाक उड़ाते हैं, अगर कोई हंसा नहीं चलेगा, सब हंस पड़े तो then the reaction is even much more severe. And then Manthara, they threw on Manthara and Manthara became so grave, so angry. And Kekai could understand. Now the whole mood has changed. And Kekai could, she took her aside, and Manthara decided, बदला लूँगी. एक मिट्टी का गोला बचपन में फेंका हुआ इतना भारी पड़ा कि 14 साल वनवास में जाना पड़ा मंथरा की वजह से. वन नाइस स्टोरी. वन मदर इज द वन हु टीचेस यू हाउ टू वॉक, हाउ टू प्ले विद द मड, हाउ टू रोल आउट ऑफ द मड एंड वॉक बैक टू द मदर. मुझे मोहब्बत है अपने हाथों की सब उंगलियों से, ना जाने कौन सी उंगली पकड़ के मां ने मुझे चलना सिखाया होगा. जय राम श्री राम जय जय राम जय राम श्री राम जय जय राम. प्लीज चैंट. जय राम श्री राम जय जय राम जय राम श्री राम जय जय राम. जय राम श्री राम जय जय राम जय राम श्री राम जय जय राम. रघुपति राघव राजा राम पतित पावन सीता राम. रघुपति राघव राजा राम पतित पावन सीता राम. सीता राम जय सीता राम सीता राम जय सीता राम. जय राम श्री राम जय जय राम जय राम श्री राम जय जय राम. जय राम श्री राम जय जय राम जय राम श्री राम जय जय राम. And the eighth point about the mother is the first guru for the child. Mother's shiksha. माँ भले ही पढ़ी लिखी ना हो लेकिन संसार का सबसे महत्वपूर्ण और दुर्लभ ज्ञान तो हमें माँ से ही प्राप्त होता है. एंड द एग्जाम्पल्स आर फर्स्ट एग्जाम्पल विल टेक इज सुनीति. ध्रुव वॉज अ स्मॉल बॉय हु वॉज not allowed to sit on the lap of his father because his stepbrother was sitting there. And his stepmother did not allow and said, if you want to sit, go and worship Vishnu and take birth from my womb and get qualified to be on this lap. And he went running to complain to his own mother. Sauteli ma ne itna क्रोध दिखाया सो ही वेंट टू हिज ओन मदर. एंड नेचुरली व्हेन यू गो टू सम लेडी शी मे स्पीक सम एंग्री जेलस एनवियस वर्ड्स और प्रेइंग और बेसिकली शी व्हाट डज शी से लेट अस सी. As soon as he came in such an angry mood that look what my stepmother has done, what my father has done, they have not supported me, they have not allowed to sit on the lap. Suniti as an ideal mother, what does she say? My dear son, when mother is supposed to be the first guru, what a big responsibility on the mother to speak the right words, because that creates the best, the foundational impressions for the child. And what does she say? My dear son, do not wish anything inauspicious for others. Dusre log jitna bhi hani dikhaye unke liye inauspicious mat sochiye. Anyone who inflicts pain upon others suffers himself from that pain. Please do not think inauspicious. And whatever your mother Suruchi has spoken, that's perfect. If you at all desire to sit on the same throne as your stepbrother, Uttama, first thing is give up your envious attitude. Suniti as an ideal mother is teaching, give up your envious attitude. And second thing she is teaching, without further delay, engage yourself in worshipping the lotus feet of Supreme Personality of Godhead. Jao Krishna ki bhakti karo, Bhagwan ki bhakti karo. अकाम सर्व काम वा मोक्ष काम उदार दी तीव्रेन भक्ति योगेन यजते पुरुषम परम. यू हैव नो डिजायर्स, यू हैव ऑल डिजायर्स, यू हैव डिजायर फॉर मोक्ष. इफ यू वांट टू सक्सेस योर लाइफ गो एंड वर्शिप विष्णु. नो नीड टू क्रिब हेयर, लेमेंट हेयर, मेक ऑल द सीन हेयर, थिंक इनऑस्पिशियस. दूसरों की हानि सोच के कोई लाभ नहीं होने वाला. दूसरों की निंदा मत करो, दूसरों के प्रति एनवी मत रखो, जेलसी मत रखो. गो एंड वर्शिप विष्णु एंड गेट योर राइट्स. दैट वॉज सुनीति. एंड देन शी एजुकेट्स व्हाट इज द तत्व ऑफ विष्णु. ही इज सो ग्रेट सिंपली बाय वर्शिपिंग हिज लोटस फीट. योर ब्रह्मा एक्वायर्ड द योर ग्रेट ग्रैंडफादर. Your great grandfather acquired, that is your dada's father, he acquired the qualification to create the whole cosmos. Your dadaji Swayambhuva Manu, with his unflinching faith and devotion, he got his powers and he got even moksha. This is only because of worshipping Vishnu and because they did not carry any envious attitude towards any living entity. Suniti as an ideal mother is teaching to the son. My dear Dhruva, as far as I am concerned, I do not find anyone who can mitigate your distress but Supreme Personality of Godhead. He can mitigate everyone's distress. Now this is an ideal mother. And another thing about ideal mother teaching, she is telling, mere ilava, kisi dusre, my ashray is fallible. Today I am there with you, tomorrow I may not be there. Only ashray which is not fallible is Shri Krishna, Shri Vishnu. Learn to take shelter. Any ashray, any support, any superior should teach the dependents how to take shelter of Shri Shri Radha Krishna Radha Gopinath, and then you rest assured your dependent is fully taken care of. And that was Narad Muni's mother. Narad Muni's mother died when Narad Muni was very small boy. But before that, Narad Muni's mother had given the attachment of the sages to this boy. And Narad Muni said, my mother died when I had no, absolutely no shelter. No one to take care. She was my only shelter. I was only her shelter. मैं उसका एक ही सहारा था, वो मेरे लिए एक ही सहारा थी, और भगवान ने उसको भी छीन लिया. Imagine a small child asked the mother, one child asked the mother, Maya, as some of you said, mother is called Maya. मैंने अपनी माँ के कंधे पे सर रख कर पूछा, माँ कब तक मुझे अपने कंधे पे सर रखने दोगी? See, mother's shelter is so strong till last breath she will let you give. मैंने अपनी माँ के कंधे पे सर रख के पूछा, माँ कब तक मुझे सर रखने दोगी? माँ ने बोला, प्रश्न क्या था, कब तक कंधे पे सर रखने दोगी? माँ ने बोला, जब तक कोई चार लोग मुझे अपने कंधे पर ना उठा ले, माँ तब तक तुझे अपने कंधे पे सर रखने दूंगी. That was mother. जब तक चार लोग मुझे अपने कंधे पे ना उठा ले बेटा, तब तक. But Narad Muni's mother left. But because mother, by her service to the great souls, had taught to Narad Muni what is the ultimate shelter, she acted as a perfect mother. And Narad Muni was going around all different parts of creations, to the cities, towns, villages, forests, agricultural farms, and he said he was completely dependent on Supreme Lord without even slightest fear, depending on the instruction of the great sages. One mother was teaching this beautiful thing. She says, samsar ke logon se aasha na kiya karna jab koi nahi apna siya ram japa karna जीवन के समुंदर में तूफान भी आते हैं जो उनके सहारे हैं प्रभु आन बचाते हैं. आइडियल मदर इज हु टीचेस जब कोई नहीं अपना सिया राम जपा करना. And tomorrow is Sita Navami, Mother Sita's appearance day. And Sita also teaches a beautiful lesson when Hanumanji goes to Ashok Vatika and Hanumanji says, so many of these ladies are torturing you so much. Give me instruction, I'll kill them. By your chastity, you can kill them. And she says, what is the fault of all this? They are just dancing puppets in the hands of Ravan. And she tells a beautiful story. And this story, she says, one time there was a hunter, and hunter went into the village. And when hunter was in the village, forest. Hunter went into the forest, and suddenly, a lion started chasing the hunter. And hunter got so scared, hunter climbed a tree, and he was sitting on the tree, and as soon as he climbed the tree, he saw a bear is sitting there. Upar bhalu hai, niche sher hai. वो बीच में फंसा है. शेर ने भालू को बोला, फेंक दे उसको नीचे. शेर ने भालू को बोला, फेंक दे उसको नीचे. भालू ने बोला, नहीं फेंकूंगा, ये मेरे आश्रय में आया है. भालू ये बोल के सो गया. शेर ने बोला, देखते हैं कब तक नहीं फेंकता, कब तक सोएंगे ये दोनों पेड़ के ऊपर. तो भालू इज ऊपर, शिकारी इज ऊपर, नीचे शेर है, शेर इज वॉचिंग, कुछ तो होगा. थोड़ी देर में भालू सो गया, लेकिन आदमी को नींद नहीं आई, क्योंकि आदमी लोग पेड़ पे नहीं सोते हैं. तो जब आदमी को नींद नहीं आई, तो आदमी ने, शेर ने आदमी को बोला, देख तेरी जान बच जाएगी, भालू को नीचे फेंक दे. और हम सबको मालूम है आदमी का स्वभाव क्या है. उस आदमी ने एक मिनट नहीं सोचा, उसने भालू को धक्का मारा.
भालू को धक्का मारा, भालू गिरते गिरते, अभी भालू को तो आदत है पेड़ों की, वो लटक गया वापिस से ऊपर। अभी आदमी का टेंशन, इधर भालू इधर शेर, इधर भालू इधर शेर, टेंशन। इसको धक्का मारा, अच्छा खासा मित्रता हुआ था उससे, अभी क्या करेंगे। उसको धक्का मारा, अभी आदमी भालू को देख रहा है, ये मुझे मारेगा। और शेर भी भालू को बोलता है, देखा बोला था ना फेंक दे इसको, देख कैसा निकला तेरा मित्र। भालू बोला, जो भी है तो मेरे आश्रय में, मैं इसको नहीं फेंकूंगा। नेचर ऑफ ग्रेट सोल्स इज टू फॉरगिव। सीता सेड, नेचर ऑफ ग्रेट सोल्स इज फॉरगिव, वी विल नॉट डू एनी हार्म टू दिस लेडीज। नेचर ऑफ मदर टू गिव द बेस्ट लेसन्स, एंड मदर सीता इज गिविंग लेसन टू हनुमान जी। दीज आर टीचिंग्स, हाउ मदर गिव्स अ टीचिंग। देयर वाज अ ऋषि, जवाली ऋषि, he was very eager, I want to go to Gautam Rishi's ashram and really get knowledge and study in the Gurukul. And Gautam Rishi said, only Brahmanas or maybe Kshatriyas can come, which family you belong to? He went and asked the mother, क्योंकि पिता के बारे में कुछ ज्ञान ही नहीं था, माँ के बारे में ज्ञान था। माँ से पूछा, सत्यकामा से पूछा, माँ का नाम सत्यकामा, उनसे पूछा मेरे पिता का नाम क्या है। मदर सेड, आई हैव सर्व्ड मेनी मास्टर्स in many houses, I do not know who is your father, I have no idea. Go and tell the guru this statement and say, I am Satyakama Jabala and I have come to get knowledge. Tell your name by the mother's name because you have no idea who is your father. And he, as it is, went and told Gautam Rishi. And Gautam Rishi was so happy, he said, such a truth you can tell without hiding, very straightforward, very honestly. This is the quality of a Brahman. Whoever your father is, you are a true Brahman. That is Satyakama Jabala. And you know, we have seven mothers. This Jabali Rishi, when he was admitted into Gautam Rishi's ashram, it is said out of seven mothers, one mother is cow, mother cow, Gau Mata. Gau Mata ki. One mother is cow and Satyakama Jabal. When he entered into Gautam Rishi, Gautam Rishi ne Jabal is putra ko Satyakama ke pehla seva diya, aap jaake gau seva kijiye. And the idea was, Gurukul mein pehla jo bhi aayega, first give them gau seva. And he said, main aapko 400 gaaye deta hoon, aap inko 1000 jab ho jayenge, tab tak inki raksha kijiye. Aur Gurukul se unko bhej diya van mein. And he took such good care, 400 cows became 1,000. And demigods were so pleased because he did such good seva to mother cow. Out of seven mothers, one mother is mother cow, very powerful. He served mother cow, and by the mother cow's blessings, Vayu, Agni, Varuna, Brahmaji, all the demigods came to bless this boy Jabala. And all the transcendental knowledge was revealed in the heart of this Rishi. And when he came back to Gautam Rishi's ashram, Gautam Rishi said, you are already blessed by the power of service to mother cow. What knowledge I will give you? And just talking about mother cow, Krishna had so much love to mother cow, Lord Krishna. When Lord Krishna, he was Kaliya. When he went and danced on the hoods of Kaliya, danced and danced and danced, and Kaliya was so much in pain, Krishna came out. Krishna told Kaliya, you better leave this place. And then Krishna said, Kaliya, by the way, I am very sorry. Bhagavan Kaliya ko bol rahe hain ki sorry, maaf kar dena. Kaliya is wondering, maafi kiski maang rahe hain? Pehle to itna insult kiya, itna mara, pure parivar ke samne mera kachumbar nikal ke rakh diya, aur bol rahe hain sorry. And Bhagwan bole, actually I do not like to give pain to anyone, whether snake or anyone. But just because I have special love for the cows, and scriptures are telling that cows should be protected in all situations, just to protect the cows who are getting affected by the waters of this lake, poisonous lake, just to protect the cows, I had to punish you so much, please forgive me. And Rupa Goswami quotes in Nectar of Devotion this thing, that Lord Krishna, he
such a gentleman. He goes and begs forgiveness and shows his love for Mother Cows. And another point on mother. And some of you must be remembering, you know, when a child girta hai kahin pe, small child, chalta chalta gir jayega. Aur aas paas dekhega, agar mother father hai, to hi rohega. Nahi to nahi rohega. Wo needs attention. Nahi to roke fayda kya? Mother father nahi hai, to roke fayda kya? And then, माँ का टिपिकल स्टाइल, ओ कुछ नहीं कुछ नहीं कुछ, किसने मारा, इसने मारा है? हाउ मेनी ऑफ यू एट होम डन इट और एक्सपीरियंस इट इन योर चाइल्डहुड? कितने लोगों ने अनुभव किया ऐसा? और तो और जमीन को मारते हैं, जमीन को मारते हैं, इसने मारा, एंड देन मदर विल टेक योर फिंगर एंड से कुछ नहीं होगा, शी समटाइम्स फूक मारती है. ना जाने क्या था मां की उस फूक में, ना जाने क्या था मां की उस फूक में, हर चोट ठीक हो जाया करती थी, मां की हल्की सी एक चपट जमीन को सारा दर्द ही गायब कर दिया करती थी. दैट इज अनदर एस्पेक्ट ऑफ मदर्स लव. एंड चैतन्य महाप्रभु टाइम सची माता हैड यूनिक वेज टू ब्लेस निमाई. वन टाइम निमाई वॉज प्लेइंग इन द कोर्टयार्ड ऑफ द हाउस एंड सडनली अ स्नेक केम. वी सोचिए, हमारे बच्चे तो जमीन पे गिरते हैं, सांप से तो नहीं खेलते हैं. निमाई हाउस अ स्नेक केम एंड निमाई वेरी नाइसली एज इफ यू नो न्यू टॉय हैज कम. And snake had come to offer pranams and Nimai went and in the coils of snake, jaise maa naya gaddi leke aayi hai, jaake let gaye. And Nimai is lying down in the snake. Imagine what's going on with the mother. And mother and all the ladies falling unconscious, crying. Nimai is lying in the coils of the snake. And who is this snake? Anantashesh specially came to take association of Krishna in the form of Nimai. So much anxiety. And somebody is chanting, Garuda, Garuda, save. And as soon as chanted Garuda, Garuda, snake walked away. Snake wanted to stay more time. Nimai wanted more association. Snake is going, Nimai is running behind. And everybody is chanting, Garuda, Garuda, please protect our child. Please protect our child. Live a long life, live a long life. And finally when the snake going, one lady went and pulled Nimai back. And then said, this was a special snake. That's why the snake has not harmed. Or maybe our prayers are very successful. Or this boy has got a new life. Imagine when a child is there, how much anxiety mother has to go through. Mother, father, so much anxiety. One more quote on that. Yu hi nahi gunjati. Yu hi nahi gunjati kilkariyan ghar aangan ke kone kone mein. Yu hi nahi gunjati. याद कर लो अपनी माताओं को. यूं ही नहीं गूंजती किलकारियां घर के आंगन के कोने कोने में, जान हथेली पर रखनी पड़ती है मां को मां होने में. एंजाइटी, सो मच एंजाइटी. एंड द मदर सेल्फलेस लव. बच्चा कैसा भी हो, मां को लगता है मेरा बच्चा सबसे अच्छा है, चाहे वो एक नंबर का असुर हो. And the classic example is Hiranyakashipu and Hiranyaksha. Both died and Diti was thinking, kitne achche bacche the ye, Indra maar dala dono ko. Puri duniya mein haakar macha diya and Hiranyakashipu and Hiranyaksha died. They were such cruel people. Look at Hiranyaksha, you know, if some child can be cruel, take something like this and throw. Or take somebody's mobile and throw. Now Hiranyaksha is so cruel, he picked up the whole earth and threw it. शुक्र मना ही हमारे बच्चे ऐसे नहीं है, पूरा पृथ्वी उठाया फेंक दिया. एंड दीति इज थिंकिंग, इंदिरा इज सच ए सेंस ग्रेटिफायर, सच गुड चिल्ड्रन एंड इंदिरा सो क्रूअल, हार्ड हार्टेड, सिनफुल. दीति's वर्ड्स आई एम स्पीकिंग. इंदिरा सच क्रूअल, हार्ड हार्टेड एंड सिनफुल. व्हेन विल आई हैविंग किल्ड हिम, आई विल रेस्ट विद अ पीसफुल माइंड. Indra does not know. Everyone has to die. Everyone has to transform into worms, stools or ashes. If one enviously kill others for protection of one's own body, is it the true interest of life? Indra considers his body eternal and has become unrestrained. Now Diti is not thinking Hiranyakashipu was killing everyone for the sake of immortality. And Diti is thinking Indra thinks immortality. Har maa sochti hai uske bacche purna roop se doodh ke dhule hain. That's the nature of love. That's the nature of mother's love. And there's another demon by the name Vena. And this demon, such a nature of mother's love, all the brahmanas came together and killed Vena. Because this Vena was creating such atrocities, all the brahmanas came and killed. And you know what mother did? Mother preserved the body of Vena in special arrangements. She was so attached to the body of her son. Anyway, so many points can be said on the mother. To conclude with few points, try to say. Some people are so dedicated to the mother's seva. This one guy, he wrote this. He said, "Aankh kholun to chehra meri maa ka ho. Aankh kholun to chehra meri maa ka ho. Aankhe band karun to sapna meri maa ka ho. Main mar bhi jaun, main mar bhi jaun, to gam, koi gam nahi. Lekin kafan mile to dupatta meri maa ka ho." That's another thing. Some people are so dedicated, and one, two examples of dedication is Ganesh Ji. There's one story about Ganesh Ji. And this is Mumbai, Maharashtra. How can we not speak about Ganesh Ji? One of our most dear festivals is Ganesh Festival, Ganesh Ji's festival. And Ganesh Ji, there was a competition in all devatas. Some says all devatas and some says Ganesh Ji and his brother. There was a competition. Jao, puri prithvi ka chakkar laga ke aao. पूरी पृथ्वी का चक्कर लगाने के लिए गए गणेश जी गए हिज ब्रदर कार्तिकेय एंड सम सेज ऑल द देवतास एंड गणेश जी हैड दैट स्मॉल वाहन गोज वेरी स्लोली हिज मुशक जस्ट वंडरिंग हाउ टू गो गणेश जी यूज द इंटेलिजेंस ही सेड अगर पूरी दुनिया का चक्कर लगाना है पूरी दुनिया है तो केवल माता पिता के चरणों में है ही वेंट शिव पार्वती वॉज स्टैंडिंग ही डिड थ्री परिक्रमास में आ गया And Shri Parvati blessed, you will become the foremost devatas and no worship will be complete without chanting your name. Power of mother seva. Ram to Bharat. Bharat was so angry. My mother Kekai caused you to banish to 14 years to the forest. Bharat was speaking harsh and harsh and harsh against the mother, shouting. And you know Ram says, whatever the mother does, mother is always right. Whatever the mother does, mother is always right. We have no right to shout at the mother. Us shaks se dosti na karna, jo apni maa se unchi awaz mein baat karta ho. Kyunki jo maa ki izzat nahi karta, wo dost ki izzat kya karega? Ram said, no. Do not shout at the mother. And same example comes, there is one king, Gaya, whose name is mentioned in Canto 5. He was blessed by the most chaste daughters of Daksha, Shraddha, Maitri, Daya. And because he got such blessings, he became such a powerful, such a devotional, such a wonderful king. And all his glories are mentioned just by the power of mother's blessings. Therefore, Shastra says, Ayu, Puman, Yashah, Swarg, Kirti, Punyam, Balam, Shriya, Pashu, Sukham, Dhanam, Dhanyam. Serve the mother, you'll be blessed with Ayu, with Yasha, with Swarga, with Kirti. That is the fame. Swarga, heavens, long life, strength, opulence, Pashu Sukham. What is Pashu Sukham nowadays? Cars, you will get a lot of cars, wonderful, bungalows, And dhanyam, all the wealth will dhanyam. The best of the grains, best of the wealth, everything will be there by service the mother. But the Bhumi Geet in 12th canto says, in Kali Yuga, men will no longer protect their elderly parents. In this age, people are already sending their elderly parents away to lonely and often bizarre old age homes, although the elderly parents spent their entire lives serving their children. This is words from Canto 12, text number 42, chapter 3. Although elderly parents spend their entire lives serving their children, in this age, many people are already sending their elderly parents away to lonely and often bizarre old age homes. And then the best thing, the last part of our discussion is, the mother's seva becomes successful when the, by the blessings of the mother, you attain service to transcendence. And the best example is Sumitra. Sumitra was that mother who was the mother of Lakshman, Ram, Lakshman, Bharat, Shatrughna, and Sumitra was that mother. Lakshman went to Sumitra Devi to ask, I want to go with Ram for 14 years, Vanvas. And Sumitra Devi was taken aback. How can she allow Lakshman? 14 years, the son will not be there, and how she will suffer, how she will not be able to handle that separation. And after reflecting and taken aback for some time, suddenly she gets the courage and then she says, if the son is not serving Supreme Personality of Godhead Sri Ramachandra, better to remain a barren woman than to have a son like that. And Sumitra very wholeheartedly tells Lakshman, go and serve Ram and do not even for a single second think about me or think about anything in the palace. Go and offer all services. And by the blessings of Sumitra, Lakshman did not even sleep for 14 years. Another example is Kapila and Devahuti. Bhagavan Kapila Dev and his mother Devahuti. Such an ideal mother. She told Kapila, Lord Kapila, she said, I am very sick of the disturbance caused by my material senses. For because of this sense disturbance, I have fallen into the abyss of ignorance. You are my transcendental eye. When Devahuti saw that Kapila is such a child who is Supreme Lord himself, she said, you are my transcendental eye. By your mercy only, I have attained many births. Now please dispel my delusion of material existence. And how can we forget the divine example of Hanumanji and his mother? Anjana, right? Anjana. Now, Hanumanji's mother, such an example. It is said after the whole war of Lanka is over and Ravan is killed, and in the Pushpak Viman they are all coming, and then they decide, let us meet all the family members of all the Vanar Sena and everyone. So everybody Hanumanji thinks, oh, I also have to meet my mother. Since such a long time I am on the mission, I have not met my mother. And when Hanumanji thinks of mother, and all the Vanars think, oh, we also want to go and meet that glorious lady and tell her that what your son has done, what great tasks had done. Now this is a wonderful story, that they all go and Hanumanji goes and Hanumanji puts his head on the lap of the mother and she starts lovingly patting on the head, and such a sweet vasalya ras exchange taking place. And all the people, even Lakshman is there and everyone, they sit a little far. It's a private space. Let them talk. And the mother asks, where were you? Let the child get... Everybody was thinking, let the child get the full affection. Itne samay se mehnat kar rahe hain, abhi maa ka prem milne dijiye. And mother is telling, where were you? What are the latest adventures you are doing?
And Hanuman ji tells everything, how Ram came to Kishkindha and how Ram lost his wife and then how Sugriva helped and then I was deputed to cross the Lanka ocean to Lanka and you know mother, I did it. And then I went, you know how a child tells a mother, I did it. And it's a special, when a child tells to the mother, it is not like dinge marra. It is just a special flavor. You know, child is telling the mother, I did it. By your mercy and Ram's mercy, I did it. I went. And then, you know, it was so difficult to find Sita in Lanka. So many ladies. And then finally I went to Ashok Vatika and Sita was sitting there. And then, you know, Sita was there and then I had that wonderful exchange with Sita. We had discussed all those, whatever Ram's message was there. And then I came back and Ram embraced me. And then we made that beautiful bridge. And all Ram's Sena went. And he told everything and everything. And as he was telling, his mother's face was becoming more and more grave. Now imagine if we all would have been there and told our mother, you know, this happened. Mother would be, huh, tumne kiya ye? And here mother is becoming more sad and sad and sad. And she's thinking, khatam karne do, sab gussa karti hu isko main. And he finished the whole story and she became so angry. You insulted the milk of your mother. Aapne dekha rahega, Bollywood mein bolte, ma ka doodh piya hai to samne. She's telling that only. You insulted the your breast milk of your mother. Hanuman ji kya kiya? Achha to kaam kiya sab. Aur sab log ta. And then she said, why killing of Ravan was so much delayed? As an ideal mother, she is teaching the child Hanumanji that when the service to Ram comes, service to Supreme Personality of come, do not hesitate little bit, put all your energies and first time when you went to Lanka, you should have killed Ravan there and then only. Why Ram had to come and kill? You have insulted the milk of my breast. And 10 times he spoke, milk of my breast, milk of my breast. And Lakshman is hearing and he says, isse kya ho gaya? Aisa kya inke doodh mein shakti hai? And he was, first of all, Hanuman ji clarified why I did not kill Ravan in the first step. Hanuman ji said two things. First thing is, he said, if I went and I would, first of all, I went as a messenger. मैं एक दूत बन के गया था और कुछ नियम होते हैं मैसेंजर इज नॉट सपोज टू किल एंड सेकंड थिंग इज इफ आई वुड हैव किल्ड ऑल द ग्लोरी एंड फेम वुड हैव गॉन थ्रू मी टू मी एंड नोबडी वुड हैव एप्रिशिएटेड राम इट वुड हैव बीन अ परमानेंट ब्लैक स्पॉट ऑन रामचंद्रस कैरियर एज अ किंग एवरीबडी वुड हैव थिंक उसकी वाइफ को बचा नहीं सका और इसने बचाया देयरफॉर And the mother feels, oh, you are so intelligent. And mother becomes so happy and mother clap great, very nice. Hanuman ji ki jai. And mother becomes happy. But in the meantime, Lakshman is thinking, what is so special ma ke doodh ke bare mein? And this is all happening. And Lakshman is, and Hanuman's mother understands. Lakshman ke man mein kuch to chal raha hai. Mothers understand the man. Kuch to chal raha hai. She goes. Now they were standing on a mountain. Hanumanji's mother goes to another mountain. Because on this mountain the whole Sena is there. She doesn't want to create disturbance. She goes to another mountain. And she gets the milk of her breast and sprinkles it on another mountain. And as soon as he sprinkles on the other mountain, the whole mountain breaks into pieces and becomes ashes. And then Lakshman sees this is the power of the milk of Hanumanji's mother. And therefore Hanumanji could have easily killed all the Sena of Ravan. And then Mother Kunti is our final example. She makes a beautiful prayer. Atha Vishvesha Vishvatman. Please chant. Atha Vishvesha Vishvatman. विश्वमूर्तस्वकेशुमे स्नेहपाशम इमं छिंदी दृढ़ं पांडुषु वृष्णिषु मदर कुंती इज टेलिंग नाउ
my affection to my maternal house and my affection to my sons is pulling me in two directions. Mother Kunti, as an ideal mother, is telling her consciousness, let my consciousness at this point, when the whole Kurukshetra battle is over, Yudhishthira has become the king, let my consciousness, after I have done all the duties of the mother, flow unrestrictedly. Tvai me ananya vishaya matir madhu pateskrit. Ratim udvahatat adha gange vogham udanvati. Just like mother Ganga flows unrestrictedly to the ocean, to the sea, let my consciousness flow that like that river, unrestricted by any affection to any tattvas of this world, and let it flow unrestricted to the lotus feet of Supreme Personality of Godhead. And finally, how our consciousness will go to the Supreme Lord? We have to take shelter of the Supreme Mother. I remember 20 years back, I don't know if now people talk like this, 20, 25 years back when we used to come to the temple and people used to ask, who is your mother? And naturally we used to tell the name of our mother. Kya naam hai aapki maa ka? Theek naam hai. And after telling the name, this devotee would say, nahi, ye aapki maa nahi hai. I said, what is this? Bachpan se toh main yehi sochta tha. Ye meri maa hai. Now you are in Shri Prabhupada's movement and your main original mother is the mother, supreme goddess of all devotion, Srimati Radharani. Wow, wonderful. And I went and told this to my mother and she became very upset. You changed your mother? Like a loving interaction. And Shri Prabhupada says, how to take shelter of Srimati Radharani? We have the shelter of Srimati Radharani in Hare Krishna Mahamantra, where we chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Shri Prabhupada said this Hare is an address to the supreme pleasure potency of Supreme Personality of Godhead, Shri Krishna. We are praying to Srimati Radharani to engage us in the service of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And when we go to Srimati Radharani, Srimati Radharani, since she is a mother, she is so much kind, she is so much affectionate. Somebody goes and prays and she says, Krishna, you see how she is standing? She says, this devotee is much better than myself. His devotion is better and please accept his devotion. And she humbly offers the devotee in the service of Shri Krishna. And when she offers a recommendation, Shri Krishna very easily accepts the devotee. And people like us who are half the time sleeping in japa, falling apart in japa, struggling in japa, also if sincerely pray to the Supreme Goddess Srimati Radharani, we get the shelter of Sri Sri Radha Gopi Nath. Wish you a happy Mother's Day. Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Still a last quote on mother. Ma to jannat ka phool hai. Ma to jannat ka phool hai. Pyar karna uska usool hai. माँ तो जन्नत का फूल है, प्यार करना उसका उसूल है, दुनिया की मोहब्बत फिजूल है, माँ की हर दुआ कबूल है। माँ को नाराज करना इंसान तेरी भूल है, माँ को नाराज करना इंसान तेरी भूल है, माँ के कदमों की मिट्टी जन्नत की धूल है। Hare Krishna. Wish you a happy Mother's Day. Thank you very much. Prabhupada ki jai. Samaveda bhakta vrinda ki jai.
So, प्रभु जी के इतने सुंदर प्रवचन के लिए हम सभी लोग प्रभु जी का ट्रेडिशनल स्टाइल में धन्यवाद करेंगे तीन बार हरि बोल बोल के। हरि बोल।
हरे कृष्णा।